Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. It's the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas at 6:35. Shuckers have taken each of the first three games of the series. As we move into today's pregame interview, I'm Javik Blake, and as always on Fridays, we're joined by the manager, Mike Guerrero. Skip, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you, Javik. Appreciate it, man.
Team that's won four straight, three in a row in the series, and a doubleheader sweep yesterday. How good does it feel to kind of see everything come together the last couple days?
Well, once you see that everything start clicking in, I think it's get on a, it builds out in a good momentum, in a good vibe, and the players buy into the stuff that we're trying to implement with them. I think it's showing off in a really positive way, and you know, it's always great to once you're piling and it will reflect in W's.
One of the big things as well, and we've talked about this at length this year, about how this is a real young team, one of the youngest teams in all of AA, especially on the hitting side, where they're the youngest in AA. 30 games into the season, and with everything starting to click, what's the growth you've seen from this group from day one to here in game 30?
Well, you can see it. You can see it in every area, either offensively, the patience that they have, on the base path, aggressiveness, and show some instincts on the base path, and just being aggressive in all this area. Defensively, being which we work a ton, you know, is that's in all the areas. You know, pitching wise, everyone has contributed one way or the other. Everyone has grown into what we're looking for, and there's so much space to grow, so much space to get better at, especially as young as we are. There's so much space to grow, and that will tell you how good can they be in the future.
I think you just made thousands of Brewers fans very, very excited with the fact that there's still room to grow for this team that's been terrific so far. But you talk about the defensive side. I don't think there's a team in the Southern League that works more on defense than your team. And it's played out in a big way. How fun is it and how exciting is it for you to see all the hard work pay off on the defensive end?
Well, this is something that we preach from the get-go. Is something that we like to ingrain into our players, that there is two sides of baseball. Offensively and defensively, and we take pride just as much as we do in offense, we do in defense. Our players, you know, are really buying into it, and you know, we tip our hat to them because they keep working hard, because there's a lot of space to grow, and they're getting better.
One of the big things that came down the pipeline this week is Tyler Black and Justin Jarvis swept the Brewers Minor League Player of the Month Awards. First time two Shuckers have won the award in the same month since 2017. What's it been like to have those two guys on the team and have those two guys be a real big part of what's going on here in Biloxi?
Well, I think the hard work that they have done is paying off early in the year. The energy and the sweat and all the, you know, like I said, hard work. These guys have been working hard, you know, right from February 13, and some of them a lot earlier. You know, to see it paying off early in the year is gratifying. I do think that we haven't seen the best out of the two. And you know, hopefully we can work in this and stay in the same path that we are. You know, and just joyful to see that they're you know, the hard work are paying off, and I'm looking forward to see how they finish up.
It's going to be real exciting over the next 5 months to see how things shake out. And another guy who's really heated up in a big way is Wes Clark. It seemed like ever since the middle of that Montgomery series, he's been a man walking on fire. What's impressed you the most about Wes over the last week or so that he's gone off?
Well, he's starting to make swings with more confidence and making hard contact to all field. I do think it's a guy that can carry our offense in the middle of the lineup, and he can do damage. We, you know, he had a slow start, and I think he's going, the arrow is pointing up, and we are We are looking forward for him to continue the next 5 months. I think his offense is important, and you know, just make everybody excited. And when we see that all the good at bats that he has given us.
One of the big things as well this year has been the team's discipline at the plate. It's something that's shown up time and time again. How much has it impressed you, hitting coach Chuck Caulfield, Christian Correa as well, Nick Stanley too, the amount of pitches that most guys swing at that maybe an inch off the plate that your team is taking time and time and again to draw those walks?
Well, it's something that we're trying as an organization. You know, pray to, you know, hit strikes, and, you know, and pitches that you can hit with authority. If you're able to control that at this level, you're gonna be able to have actually hard contact more consistent in a consistent way. And the more you do that, the more chances are that as you move up the ladder, also you're gonna be successful. So it's something that we pride as our organization, and we're trying to do and teach and continue to remind everyone: strike zone, strike zone, strike zone, swing and strikes. So that is really important for us. It's really important for our development. It feels, you know, we're happy on the path that we are.
Well, it's been a lot of fun to watch this team. A lot of guys pointing that arrow up. It's been a lot of fun to watch. Excited to watch it continue over the next couple weeks. Skip, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And, you know, just looking forward to keep working hard with these guys. I think it's exciting. As you mentioned, youngest team at this level, and so much room to grow and so much good things for waiting to happen for these guys.
Well, excited to see it. Skip, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas at 6:35.